Judge Carolyn Ausby says she's fortunate that her life has had different yet major changes, whether law school to private practice to the federal bench.
And it seems like with each one, there's a sense of loss, but a sense of beginning at the same time. And so I feel that same way now.
She says she'll miss her colleagues. Ausby describes them as having so much dedication and integrity. Still, she looks forward to this next transition in her life.
I've decided to take the advice of so many people that have been through this before me that said, just don't make any commitments right away. And that just seemed to make so much sense.
Well, except for enjoying activities that had largely been pushed to the back burner.
So you're going to have more free time, perhaps, to go hiking and enjoy being on your bike and just maybe traveling for fun?
Yep, head for the hills. Yep, I have a season ski pass I intend to use a lot, get my money's worth out of that. Be outside in the middle of the day doing things that, for a while I just want to do things like that that I haven't been able to do really since I was a kid.
Ausby grew up in Wolf Point near her father's family homestead. She graduated from McAllister College and the University of Montana School of Law with high honors. She was a litigation partner in the Crowley Law Firm in Billings and was appointed U.S. Magistrate in 2002, first serving in Great Falls for 5 years before being relocated to Billings. Ausby frequently travels overseas, and some of those trips have dovetailed with her work on the U.S. Judicial Conference Committee on International Judicial Relations. She was appointed to the panel by U.S. Supreme Court Chief Justice John Roberts. Basically, that panel, when asked for help, promotes the rule of law around the world, with this caveat.
We better be pretty careful about going around purporting to tell other people how they have to conduct their business. That's not to say that we can't share our thoughts about the importance of the rule of law. And that's what we're doing. We're not there to preach. We're there to discuss how each of us, in our own ways, through our own cultures, through our own laws, can promote justice for people.
Among the countries she's visited, Mexico, Jordan, and Egypt, Ausby expects to remain active with this committee as well as on other legal organizations. She'll also be on recall status, sitting for federal cases as needed. This judge has at least one legal matter on her docket today before she hands over the duties tomorrow to her successor, Timothy Cavan.
I would not purport to give him any advice. He is so experienced, and he'll have a great temperament for the job. And we've already had several meetings, and I think the transition will be seamless.
That investiture ceremony will take place tomorrow afternoon for Cavan, who most recently served as an assistant U.S. attorney. Jackie Yamanaka, YPR News.